Welcome to another episode of our real estate podcast, Hustle and Motivate with Cyrus and Danny.
Brought to you exclusively by the Pacific West Association of Realtors.
Danny, how was your week this week?
You know, I have kind of had a roller coaster of a week. So I'm in escrow with some of my best friends, and I feel like I have been going back and forth like crazy with this seller because I'm representing the buyers, and we've been doing so many different negotiations trying to figure out this repair request, and it has been honestly a nightmare. But finally, I feel like we came to a solution, an agreement, and so both the buyers are happy and the sellers are happy, so I can finally move on. So that was an awesome win for Monday.
Boom.
And then on Tuesday, I found out that I got a full price offer for my client's condo, which was great. And then I opened up escrow as well for some buyers. So I like was killing it at the beginning of the week.
Wow.
I was feeling awesome. And then, so, you know, I'm, you know, flying high, feeling pretty good about myself. It was a really good week. And then yesterday, after the economic update that we were all at, I got a call from the agent of the offer that my clients had accepted to find out that all of a sudden their client found another condo that they liked more. So they are immediately canceling on us before they even got in their deposit, which is such a bummer. So it was kind of like a total roller coaster. And so being that we're here, you know, talking about hustling and motivating, I'm trying really, really, really hard to kind of pick it back up and re-motivate myself to get out there and get this condo sold for my clients. So it's kind of been, it's been one of those weeks, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's real estate.
If you
you have these like, oh my gosh, I'm killing it. And then it's all of a sudden like, what? The drop on the roller coaster came?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Three steps forward, one step back.
Yeah.
But that's just part of it.
That's 100% part of it. Like, so actually going back into that staying motivated and everything like that, every single year in the beginning of the year, I sit down with all of my agents and we talk about goal setting, and then we talk about their why. Like, mm-hmm. why are they here and why are they doing it?
What makes you jump back on the horse when you fall off?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then
when
we do
condo cancels, what do you do that, to keep going?
What makes you get up and keep staying in real estate when it's, I mean, this industry is just full of a lot of disappointment.
Yeah.
Like you have, and to be honest, it actually, now that I'm thinking about it, reminds me a lot about, I played goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. And when you play a sport, like any sport, right? You have, You train for one game, and then you play that game. You either win or you lose. When you win, you're on top of the world. When you lose, you just have to go straight back into training and just keep going again, so you don't lose again. I mean, that's just totally. You have to do that. And I think with what we're talking about with real estate, it relates really well with that. It's like right now you can't really skip a beat. You have to.
Oh, absolutely not.
You
I
have to
be
go
on
find
it. Yeah.
Find a new person.
Absolutely.
To find go new buy that
for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then you have to stay motivated, but then you also have to motivate your clients to
absolutely.
Stay motivated.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was actually talking with him on the phone on the way here, and he's like, you know, I'm really bummed out. I'm like, it's okay. We've been on the market for like 8 days. We can totally get back on. I'm already remarketing. We're going to find new people. And so I think that's why it's really important to find an accountability partner just in general, because sometimes you're not going to be motivated and you're going to need someone else to help you out and make sure that you jump back on the horse. We have a joke at our brokerage that we all quit like once a week. We're all out looking for other jobs at least once a week, but then we, you know, all have each other to be each other's cheerleaders and just, you know, help you make it happen again. So I was just, you know, kind of consoling my client on the way here today, but you know.
And I think that's a huge point that I don't want to skip over is that accountability partner. And mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people, they think accountability partner is, you know, just somebody you call and talk to. But I think the bigger thing is you set your own parameters, right? So you say, hey, I want to do X, Y, Z. And that person is there to hold you accountable.
Who's your accountability partner?
My business partner. Mm-hmm. My business partner, Jack, is like, I tell him, hey, I think I want to do X, Y, Z. I know I want to do this. And then he literally will call me and say, hey, Cyrus, did you do this? And I'm like, about
crickets.
That, you know, and because, and a lot of the times the reason that, to be honest, the reason that I don't get it done is not so much, that I don't I don't have the intention of doing it. It's that I get involved in so many other things.
Totally.
And when you're like a high producing person, when you have a family that you have to take care of and you have all of these other things, like you, sometimes real estate isn't the first thing that you think of.
Oh, absolutely not. No.
And it shouldn't be.
No.
And that's where I think a lot of people get confused is they come into this career thinking they want to be, you know, super successful agents and so on and so forth, but they don't understand that the real reason, you know, they need to have that why. Mm-hmm. You know, why are they actually here? And that has nothing to do with real estate.
No, and I think a lot of times people say that you need to have time management in order to do certain things, you know, in one part of your life and certain things in another. But really what it comes down to is it isn't time management, it's priority management. Yep. Where are your priorities? And if your priority is your family that day, it's okay that you don't take appointments. That's completely 100%. Fine. But, you know, if you want to keep on growing and building your business, you need to make your business a priority as well. And so finding that accountability partner is huge because sometimes it's very, very easy to get caught up in the throes of life. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I just haven't worked for 2 days. Now I need to get back into it. And that person's going to hold you accountable. For me, I have my broker. She totally holds me accountable. And then I also hired a coach and I speak with them twice a month. And if I don't do what I say I'm going to do, I get my butt kicked. So
that's that right there. Having a coach is also going back to athletics. Every single high performing, every single professional athlete, I don't care who it is, we all have private coaches.
Yes.
And that's where, why wouldn't you have that in real estate, right? Like why in any business, really? That's what I'm always talking about. This is like, you as a professional athlete, you have a personal trainer to perform at the highest level in the world. You want to perform in your business at the highest level in the world, get a coach.
Absolutely. And I think it's also really important for people to keep in mind that there is a big difference between having a coach and having a mentor.
Yes.
A mentor, you know, can definitely be more of a cheerleader. You can follow them and kind of try and walk in their footsteps, but find your own way along the way. But your coach is going to be the person who really, really holds you accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. The coach is the one that, yeah, makes you do the sprints at the end of training when you don't want to. And the mentor is the one that says you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. Who's your mentor? Who do you look up to?
Again, my business partner. Mm-hmm. I it's really interesting. We have a really cool relationship because we've known each other since before I was in real estate while I was playing soccer and everything. And I've always looked up to the guy. He's an amazing person, amazing human being. And it was for him to, when I got into the industry, he really like helped me kickstart my career in understanding, you know, the real estate world.
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful to have him as my mentor, to be honest.
I think it's really important to find someone who is successful and is the kind of person that you want to be and literally just do every single thing that they do.
Yeah.
Because if they are successful, then clearly it's foolproof. You just need to find a way to make it your own.
Exactly. And then I think a big part of, you know, that whole going back to staying motivated, I think a big part of it, and a lot of people, they kind of forget this. They focus on the results. Mm-hmm. And I think the bigger part is you got to focus on just the process.
Okay.
Right. So in general, in life, you're born one day and then you die one day. Like that's it. Everything in between is what actually matters.
Yeah.
And I think when you're in business, when you're in real estate, everything in between is what matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we focus so much. Sometimes we get caught up with, oh, I want to close XYZ deals. Oh, I want to help. I want to do this. I want to do that. But you don't focus on, hey, just go in and put in the work and focus on the process.
You definitely need to focus on the process. I remember when I first started, I was busting my butt. And all of a sudden, like I said in our first episode, I had 5 escrows. And I was just dealing with all of these escrows. And I wasn't doing my lead generating. I wasn't doing all of the tasks and all of the things that I needed to do in order to generate more business. And so it was awesome. I closed 5 deals within, you know, a matter of 2 months or so. And then I had absolutely nothing. I was like, what am I? I felt like I was starting at zero again because I was just focusing on all of that and not doing the things I needed to continue to do in order to grow my business. And if anything, that was probably the biggest lesson that I've ever learned. And that is a huge motivator for me because now it doesn't matter how many escrows that I have going. It doesn't matter if I have 0 at a moment or if I have 5 again. I have to wake up and get my day started and do that lead generation, because that's the only thing that's going to continue to propel my business.
100%. So when, okay, so you got these five escrows and then you felt like you were at ground zero again. So what made you pick back up? Was it the fact that you were on ground zero again?
And exactly. Like, and I was like, yeah, I got money in the bank, but how am I going to get more money in the bank? This is only going to last so long. Being in real estate, we get, you know, half of it, not half, okay, but a lot of it is going to be going to taxes, and then yeah. I'm going to have to come up with that money again. So obviously there was a financial motivator right there for sure, because, you know, if you're not closing deals, you're not getting paid when you're 100%. A realtor. And so I just, and I had a lot of bills. I had a lot of goals and dreams, and, you know, finances was a huge factor to it.
Yeah. And so here's an interesting point. And I was talking to one of my agents the other day, and she would say her why, she always said her why was her son. And the other day I'm talking to her, and I looked at her and I said, your why is not your son. Your why is your independence. Like, for her specifically. Right. And I'm hearing it from you is like you have, and your why changed, right? As after you had Claire.
Yes, of course.
But I think that the why is what actually gets you. You need to have a why that gets you out of your comfort zone. You know, why is what makes you go into the uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Basically, for me as an athlete, it was, I wake up every morning, I go train, I push myself because I want XYZ.
Okay.
And I think that if you don't have a why that actually motivates you to get up and go do those things, then, for instance, for her, it was her son is taken care of. Her son's her son's father takes care of him, mm-hmm. pays for everything. So she doesn't really
need to
work.
You just got
to
make it a little bit more specific. So, exactly. I mean, I could sit here and I could say that my why is my family. But if I think about it in a little bit more of a specific way, my why I wake up every day and continue to push forward in real estate is because, you know, I want to have more kids. Yep. But I also want to be able to have, you know, this awesome family, but I want to have freedom of choice. Exactly. I don't want to have to say no to going, you know, to their soccer game or to be Brownie Scout troop leader. I want to be able to do all of those things and be an amazing realtor. And so the harder that I work now, the easier that the referrals are going to come in from my clients, and I'm going to continually be able to grow my business while still having like an amazing quality of life. It's really, really easy in this business to run yourself into the ground and all you're doing is waking up every day, focusing on work, and you come home when it's 9 o'clock and you still have internet leads that you need to answer to, and, you know, you missed out on dinner with your family. I refuse to become like that. And I think that I learned that very early in the beginning, that that's not the kind of person that I want to be. And so I've always made my why, which is my family, a really big priority, but then, you know, it has to go beyond just your kids. Like, what do you want for your kids? What do you want for yourself? What do you want for your family? What do you want for the people that you care about? And that's really what's going to be a great motivator and propel you forward.
100%. I 100% agree with that. And then it's, you know, you set your goals, right? So do you do, I'm actually interested, do you do daily goals as well? Because I do daily goals.
I wake up every morning and make a to-do list.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes parts of that to-do list go on to the next day, and that's okay because life happens and things come up. But I wake up every day, I make a to-do list, I send it to my coach. Not that they hold me accountable to creating it, but the fact that I sent it to them, I'm kind of like a teacher's pet. Like, I will probably get it done. but I do that every single day. But then I also have big goals. I have year goals, 5-year goals.
So that's a good point though. Create goals and then make them public.
Ooh.
I think that's a huge accountability, you know, that's a huge thing for accountability, right? So like, it's, you did it with your, what was it? 70 day challenge?
90? I did 75 hard.
Boom.
Yeah.
Andy you did Priscilla. It every single day, right? You posted about, hey, I did this. Hey, I did this. And what that does is that holds you accountable without even having to, have somebody call you, because you know that there's
someone's going to be like, did you do this today? I can't tell you how many times I have made a goal and I just keep it to myself because I don't want other people to know that I'm doing it in case I fail. But it's kind of like setting yourself up for failure when you do that every single time.
You got to just jump in the cold water.
Yeah.
You got to just jump. You can't sit there and put your feet in and get the water. I am definitely
a jumper. Like literally, like in a pool growing up, I was just like, you know what? We just got to go for it, dive on in.
100%.
Yeah.
And when you do that, I feel that when you do that, you actually become more successful because of the fact that you will continually chase down your goals and complete them.
Absolutely.
And then it comes down with like going back to like the planning and strategic planning, right? Like for me, I do my schedule for the next day every night. So that's what I do every
that's
night
smart.
Because then because I already know what I'm going to do from the morning. I wake up, go to the gym. I go, you know, I have everything broken down in time for the whole day. And I know that's what I'm going to be doing.
That's really, really smart because I put on my Instagram today, like asking people knowing I was coming in here, what motivates you? And I had a ton of responses of people saying my morning routine or having some sort of routine is the best way for me to set myself up for success. And by knowing that I can do all of those things, even if everything else goes, you know, to hell in a handbasket, at least I know that I accomplish the things I need to get done. And I also really appreciate that you make your schedule at night because then you can go to bed with a clean slate and wake up the next day refreshed, ready to tackle it. I need to honestly take that advice because I wake up every day and make my to-do list. And at night when I'm laying in bed, I'm thinking about, okay, what do I need to do tomorrow?
Yes.
So I really appreciate that you shared that because I'm going to totally do that starting today.
Because I just feel like it's like by the time if I do it the next morning, the day's already started. So I'm wasting time doing what I should be have done before. That's why I started doing
that. So I know that you make your goals at night. What's your morning routine like?
I wake up really early to go to the gym.
Good.
And then I go to the gym. I go to, I shower, I get home and
Thank you for showering.
Make myself, well, you know, this is my routine. I make myself breakfast. I actually just spend like 30 minutes just doing whatever I want. Mm-hmm. So like I've been watching the show called Ballers. And like,
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it
like
yet.
That's like my thing right now. Mm-hmm. But I'll either do that, I'll read, I'll do whatever I want to do. Like I just need time for myself when nobody else is doing anything.
Well, because once you flip the switch and you turn into realtor, family man, Cyrus, then usually as we become adults, that time for yourself gets smaller and smaller. So
exactly.
It's smart that you really take it. I kind of do the same thing. I wake up early, I make my to-do list, and I just have a solid 45 minutes where I'm not a mom yet because the baby's still sleeping. And that's where I can read my book or watch my show if I want to. And honestly, I just sit in silence with my coffee and it is so glorious. And if I don't have that time to myself in the beginning of the day, if you wake up and automatically have to get like turn on, then that's tough.
It's so important to have your own time.
Yeah.
And I think speaking about like you and a lot of my agents and my friends that are parents and moms and I always talk about like super moms, you know, it's like my mom was the same way. And I think about it and I'm like, how can you keep ticking if you don't have time for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to, you know, I tell my agents that are moms like, hey, go to the gym, go do whatever you want to do. No matter, it's whatever you want for like an hour a day, at least.
You're going to be a better parent when you take that time to do something good for yourself.
Yeah. And it keeps you staying motivated. It keeps you sane because when you're like for me, when I'm servicing everybody and doing what everybody else wants and what everybody else needs, it's draining.
Yeah. So what do you do for Cyrus? How is a way that you reward yourself when you have, accomplished something or you've had a really great day, you hit everything that you needed to do? What is your reward?
So my reward every time I closed a deal for a long time was buying suits.
So you do have a very fancy suit collection.
I stopped at 56 and I was like,
thank you for stopping.
I don't know what else. So now I'm big on rewarding myself. I take a trip every single month to somewhere, whether it's a day or something
like that.
So I'll go like, I have a motorcycle. I'll go ride up to Ohio, I'll stay the night out there. I'll come back. I'll do something for myself every single month. And that's what's really helps me keep going because to be honest, I love working.
Mm-hmm.
I truly
really, really do too.
Like I truly love working, but when I continue to push myself and go 120%, 120%, you can only go 120% for so long, right? You're driving a car down the road. You can go 120
you're
miles. You're
going
to run out of gas, you know? And so it's important to stop and refuel. And that's kind of my monthly kind of, you know, get away, do my own thing. I really like that.
I need to do something like that. Honestly, I mean, I'm kind of sad sitting here. I think about it. I'm like, what do I do to reward myself? I can't think of anything big like that I do. One thing I am pretty good at is I learned from the beginning that it's okay to take a day off. So, I mean, as realtors, you can go, you know, 25 days in a row and all of a sudden you're like, I literally have not had a single day where I don't do anything. I'm pretty good about taking, you know, one day off a week. But I mean, obviously I'm still available via, you know, phone, email, stuff like that. But like one day a week where I just don't take appointments just to kind of, you know, be in my leggings all day if that's what I want to do. But honestly, that's not really enough. I need to come up with a better reward.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Louis Vuittons.
There you go. Yeah. And it's important, like, because it's, you're working so hard, you deserve it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we say it's, you know, you have three steps to accomplish literally anything in the world, and that's to visualize it, to map it out, and then you execute. Well, the fourth step is celebrate.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people forget, the celebration.
I'm one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do it sometimes too. And that's why I made it a hard rule. Like, I will go somewhere. I will do my own thing once a month. That's my thing.
You have taught me two valuable things today, my friend. Thank you very, very much.
So, okay. So now after you set your goals in the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, do you review what you did or what you didn't do, or?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a, if I were to do a review, it's because I know that my to-do list is going to, I mean, if I didn't accomplish something, it's going to be on there the next day.
Yeah.
And so that's, and I have realized that that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily 100%. Mean that I failed that day. That's okay. It just means it's still a priority. I still need to get it done. And if something is continually staying on my to-do list for a little while, I know that I just need to literally take that thing, plug it into my calendar, and make sure that I get it done. It has to be a priority. It's something that's been on my brain clearly for a little while. Now I have to get it done.
So a lot, I heard about this the other day, and it's a lot of the times on a to-do list, you end up doing the easier things first.
Yeah.
And then it ends up your harder things always go on to the next day.
Yeah.
And so the most important,
time consuming or whatever,
exactly.
You feel like you accomplished more because you got checked more things off the list, but they all only took 5 minutes.
Exactly. So the most important thing is what I've learned to do is do the hardest thing first, the most time consuming, just go out and kill it with that first thing. Cause then you're not taking it over, but at the end of the day, you end up taking something over every single day. It always rolls over something. But that's like a big move for me is like, I just try to accomplish whatever the hardest thing I'm supposed to do is the first thing, you know, because then at least I got that done.
Yeah. And I think just to kind of close it out, I think one thing that we can really both agree on is that how important it is to stay positive.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because things obviously happen. Life is a roller coaster. Being in real estate is a roller coaster. And you need to continually keep pushing. You know, if you fail, that just means that you're one step closer to success.
If you fall flat on your face, at least you're moving forward. Right?
I completely agree. Well, thank you very much for sharing your insights, my friend. You are a big motivator to me, and you make me want to hustle more. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you so much. You're motivating me.
I am. Why?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You had how many escrows in the beginning of the week? Come on. You're killing it.
Three, but now two.
Yeah, that's what people dream of.
We're moving forward. That's the most important thing, right?
Yes, 100%.
All right.
Cool. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram at Cyrus Andre,
at Danny Femmel, and at PacWest Realtors.
Keep hustling
and stay motivated. We want to remind everyone that these opinions are our own and may not reflect those of the association.